Are people who program in Rust happier than people who program in C? Do you know the answer to this question? I do not know the answer to this question. I also do not know, are people who prefer tabs more likely to be religious than people who prefer spaces? Again, these are things I don't know the answer to. Do we need to know the answer to these questions? I've decided that we do. I also would like to know, are Linux users more likely to have kids than Mac users? This is an interesting tidbit. Wouldn't it be kind of neat to know this? I mean, is there anything valuable we can glean from it? Maybe, maybe not. But I feel like we deserve to know the answer. How about this? How about this one? Are Chrome users, people who use the Chrome web browser, more or less likely to experience discrimination in the workplace than people who use Firefox? Let's find out the answers to these and many more probing questions with the Great Tech Industry Demographic Survey of 2024. I launched this about 2 weeks ago. And it's been spread around by a number of different podcasters and YouTubers so that we can get a really, really just wide-ranging set of responses from different communities and different groups of people and people with different interests all over the place. Windows users and Linux users and Mac users. We've got thousands of results so far. We need to get even more. So I'm putting this out there right now. If you've got a few minutes, take this survey. I'm putting the link wherever you find this video, this podcast, anywhere, there will be a link to go take the survey. The survey is hosted on Google Forms. And many of you are immediately like, I'm going to flip over a table because I'm not going to use Google to do a survey. They're going to steal all my... No. No account is required for this. You can do it in an incognito private mode browser routed through Tor and a VPN if you want. There's no account needed. You don't have to put all your information into there. It's purely anonymous, and every single question is optional. So if there are questions on this survey that you don't want to answer, don't answer them. Just answer the ones that you're comfortable answering. Obviously, the more questions you answer, the more complete the data set and the more interesting the results will be. Now, we've already gotten thousands of responses, which means, what does that mean? That means that we have more data coming into this than the vast majority of all of the polls that they do for general presidential elections and the like, by several fold. So we're getting a pretty massive set of data already. I'd like to get it even bigger before I start publishing the results from this. When I do publish the results, it's going to come in two stages. The first is going to be the things that I thought were interesting. I'll pull together some charts of here's some really weird correlations. Obviously, are we going to discover a whole lot of causations here? No, but we're going to discover a whole lot of correlations. Some of them will be very serious, right? Like what religious groups experience most discrimination in the tech industry workplace? An interesting thing, right? A very serious thing. And we'll also discover, are people who prefer tabs more likely to have some experience programming in Fortran, right? Random knowledge and goofiness. But we'll get a lot of that. I'll publish that. And then I'm going to dump the data. I'm going to publish all of it so that all of you can have at the data and come up with your own correlations and find stuff that I missed. Because inevitably, there's a lot of data points in here. We spent a lot of time trying to really make this a widespread survey. It's covering preferences around technology, personal topics like whether or not people are married and their like gender orientation and all sorts of things. There's a lot of stuff in here. I'm going to walk you through a lot of the questions real quickly so you can get a feel for it. Now, again, there are personal questions in here like, what's your religion? right? Are you married? Do you have kids? Things like that. And these are some pretty personal questions. But when you start to combine them together with questions around your satisfaction with tech companies and how happy are you with computing and your computers, and you get all that stuff wrapped together, it starts to get kind of interesting. And there's just no one doing these sorts of studies out there. So I'm gonna scroll through a few of these now. And this is one of the questions that I think is the most interesting. Does your most used computer operating system, the one you use more than any other, make you less happy or more happy from a scale from 1 to 5? And I find that fascinating because I also ask in here, you know, what is your most used operating system? Because I personally feel that computers should bring us joy. Well, do they? Do they by and large bring us joy? And if they do, what operating systems bring us joy? And how much joy? And how does that relate to our other usages of different pieces of software, web browsers and programming languages and everything else? I would like to know the answer to that. How optimistic are you about the next 5 years of the computer industry? Wouldn't it be interesting to see what the level of optimism is? Like, how good are things going to be in computing for Windows users, Mac users, Linux users, DOS users, BSD users? I would like to know the answer to this. Which tech news publications do you trust to provide honest coverage of the tech industry without any influence from tech companies or advertisers? Select all that apply. And I've included a big list here of a whole bunch of them. And I find that one kind of interesting because the state of tech journalism as it is right now is, well, it's a little bit rocky, right? So let's see, how much do people trust honest, real honest coverage from the various tech news outlets? I mean, really, like truly honest, that's not influenced by the advertisers that pay their revenue? This is a worthwhile question to ask. If you work in the tech industry, what sort of job do you have? Do you feel like people who share your political leanings and views are in the majority or in the minority at your place of employment? So you can even just say you don't know. And I find this to be an interesting thing because many different tech companies have very different political makeups. So what is it like within a variety of tech companies? And what is the perception of that from people on different ends of the political spectrum? Like, you know what I mean? Do people who are more left-leaning or more right-leaning have a totally different view of what the makeup of their company is? Be interesting to find out. Again, there's some very serious questions in here, like how would you describe your ethnicity? And these, by the way, I wasn't sure how to ask this, so we are straight up copying the options in the United States Census. These are the 5 options available, and those are the options I'm placing. You just choose the one that most closely matches. If the census came to you and you had to choose one, pick one of those. Which companies or organizations do you have an overall positive opinion of? And select all that apply. And it's everything from Apple and Microsoft and IBM all the way to foundations like Wikimedia, the Linux Foundation, and Twitter and Apache and Oracle, a bunch of different companies. And here's the thing. I narrowed this down to a very specific list of companies that wasn't overwhelming, because this, we could make this list huge. This could be 100 different companies easily, because there's so many companies and organizations that we interact with on a regular basis. But I wanted to make it hitting on a number of key areas of computing technology so that we could kind of get a broad view of what general areas of computing companies and foundations are we feeling positively for, and I have a similar question for negative feelings towards. Same exact list of companies. And I've taken a quick look at the results of these coming in, and it's fascinating. It is not what I expected. So take a look at those. Oh, here's the negative question. See, which ones do you feel negatively towards? And you could choose Amazon or Mozilla or the Linux Foundation. You could choose any of the ones that you feel negatively towards. And if you have no negative feelings towards any of them, don't select any of them. If you have negative feelings towards all of them, select all of them. Just be honest. Be honest and put it in there. Here's one that I thought was somewhat fascinating. which of the following should be considered, at least in part, when hiring new candidates? So at your job, you're hiring someone new, which of these things, which of these traits, if you will, should be considered? Industry experience, education, attitude, ethnicity, gender, age, religion, or political affiliation? Which ones do you think should be considered? Just be honest. Which ones do you think should be considered? I think that's a cool way to go. The last one I'm going to mention here is, which programming language do you have at least a passable knowledge of? For example, you could develop a small sample application without too much assistance, and then select all that apply. And it's a ton of languages, C and C++ and C# and Objective-C and Java and JavaScript and assembly. Any CPU will count in this case. Smalltalk, Rust, Perl, Python, Ruby, there's even Rex in here. There's a bunch of different languages. Just choose any of them that, if you had to sit down right now and write a quick, dirty, simple sample application, you could do it without much hassle. Like you've been down that road at least once before, even if it's been a while, right? Let's say you haven't touched C in 15 years, but you kind of muddle through it. That'll count. In what decade was the experience of using computers the most fun? And then here's just a list of decades. There's a bunch more questions too. I think in total, if you speed through this, you could have this done in 5 to 10 minutes. I will be publishing all the results at the Lund Duke Journal for free for everyone to enjoy. Lots and lots of graphs. And then I'm also going to be publishing this in a spreadsheet form. I'm going to clean up the spreadsheet and publish it for everyone so all of you can look at it and make sure my data is correct, so I'm not leading anyone astray with my massively deceptive charts and such. And you'll also be able to come up with your own correlations and figure out if there's some real serious information that you could glean from this and some more kind of goofy, comical stuff, right? There's a lot of different things, and the more people that take it, the better the data is. The more people that take it across the spectrum of computer nerds and the IT industry, right? The whole gamut. We've already had thousands of people come in and take it. Let's get some more. I'm going to leave it running at least for the next week. Then we might wrap it up. If the submissions start to taper off and it seems to be coming to an end, we'll close it right there and I'll start down the path of rigorously analyzing this massive, massive amount of data, because there's a lot of questions in here, and oh my word. Please take it. Spread it around. Pass the link around. Pass this video clip around. Encourage other people in the tech industry to take it. It doesn't really matter where you are on the political spectrum, where you are on the what operating system you use spectrum. There's questions in here about your opinions towards free software and open source software. It's all over the map. It's valuable information to have, and it really, we talk about some really serious stuff, we talk about some really like political questions, or we ask very simple things about social media. It's all over the map, and again, every question is optional. So if you get some of the really political questions and you're just like, I don't want to answer that, don't, skip that question. If you feel like you can, answer it, because the more data we collect, the better. No email, no user accounts, no names, nothing from that's identifiable for you. None of your ID is going to be imprinted upon this. And when I do release the data, it won't even be showing when someone took the poll. The order that everything was taken in will be randomized. In fact, the question order itself is randomized every time you go to it. So everyone will get the same questions, but in a totally different order. I've tried my best to make sure that we can do this in a way that respects everyone's privacy as best as possible. If you still don't feel comfortable taking it, don't take it. But oh my gosh, if you do, high five. So hopefully in the next week or two, we'll begin posting the results from this. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's good. Some of it is hilarious. Some of it is spicy. Some of it is startling. Some of it is exactly what you would expect it to be. It's really all over the map. So go right now and take it. Again, the link is below in the video description, in the post, wherever you found this, on social media. If you follow me various places, you'll find it. If you go to lunduke.locals.com, you'll find it. And take the survey. It is truly great, and it is appreciated. All right, everybody. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, nerds and nerdettes, I do declare... End broadcast.